Let's take a look at the bonus assignment for Chapter 6. Again, it is a bonus assignment. You don't have to do it, but I hope you do. And I sure hope you enjoy it. Because this is what I do for fun. I know. All right. So I'm a little different than most people. But I love this. This is so much fun for me, and I hope it's fun for you. And if it is, that's a good little test or experiment or gauge to see whether you really do want to do your own research for stock picking other than just throwing darts at a dartboard, which or listening to what somebody on the television told you to buy. You're going to take a trip to a library that has the value line. Well, there is a list of libraries on the class website. Sadly, Southwestern no longer has it. It's not cheap. It's not cheap to the libraries, and it's not cheap to individuals. It's about $600 a year, as we discuss in the presentation. But if you get the 600 largest companies, it's a lot less. So they might be enough for you. But go to the library. You millennials, you know what a library is, don't you? You've been to a library, maybe? Anyway, here's what you're going to do. You're going to use the value line to perform valuation model calculations. In other words, the models that we created, models that we used in Chapter 6 and did using those worksheets and the assignment and the exam, you're going to do it on one or two companies. Well, you really only have to do it on one, but you might decide after you've done one, you might, well, actually, I like this company better because it's a competitor and it's actually a better company. And what kind of companies are we looking for? Well, let's take a look at the bottom of the page. Here are the eligible stocks. Now, you don't have to use one of these. I wish you would. But you're looking for companies that are big, blue chips, large cap, value stocks, sometimes they're called, long histories of paying dividends. Those are the kind of companies we're interested in. It's a whole lot easier to do these calculations when you have a long history of growing dividends and Value Line has been able to track them for many years. Yeah, sure, there's a little bit of place in your portfolio for the titters of the world and the go-brokes. I'm sorry, the GoPro, but that's not what we're looking at here. We're looking at companies that have a long history of dividends. Okay, great. So what are we going to do? Well, if you look at the top where we have the items numbered 1 through 5, those are the same calculations we did in the worksheets, right? The price to earnings model, the price to cash flow model, the price to sales model. And then the constant perpetual growth discount model, the discounted cash flow model. And notice that we have various rates of return. But remember, for the constant perpetual growth model and discounted cash flow model, sometimes if the growth, especially in the constant perpetual model, if the dividend is growing faster than our required rate of return, then the model doesn't work. We have to essentially raise our required rate of return. So let's read the notes. You may need to compute the 5-year averages for the earnings per share, cash flow per share, sales per share, if Value Line does not have them, but it should for these companies. And you calculate the rate of growth by taking the projected value for next year divided by minus the actual value divided by the actual value for the current year. So in this case, we have 2016 projected value minus the 2015 actual value divided by the 2015 actual value. And then if you want to use 2014, and go back a few years, 2013, 2012, that's fine. Now, use the actual dividends or prior dividends and the projected 2016, 2017, 2018 dividends per share for the constant perpetual dividend growth model. As with the price ratio growth rates, the dividend growth model is computed by the following formula. Next year's dividend, in this case 2016, minus this year's, 2015, divided by this year's. I have last year there, but it's basically the previous year, I should put previous year. That's what I really should do. So do you understand? It's not that difficult a calculation. But remember, you might get strange results. If that happens, you could just put not applicable or raise your required rate of return to make sense. For the discounted cash flow model, use the value line's estimated or actual dividends and extrapolate the estimated dividends from 2016, 17, 18, 19. Or use the same growth rate that you calculated through 2018 dividends. And then use an appropriate value for the target price of late 2018. And when it was appropriate, use value lines or your own prediction or choose a price somewhere in the middle. Remember, we want to eliminate any pretense of absolute precision. Because the truth be told, we are blowing smoke. We are predicting the weather only worse. And as we said in the presentation, after you've created all these numbers and got everything together, what do you do with them? Throw them away. Exactly. And ask yourself, would I really want to own Anheuser-Busch? Would I really want to own Kellogg's or CVS, the drugstore, or FedEx, or any of these companies that are here? Some of them, you probably haven't heard of Mondelez, but you'd be surprised who they are, so check them out. Now, at the very bottom, this is just a PS. Flip through the Value Line Index and gawk at the sheer number of publicly traded companies. Could any one person ever be capable and qualified to give advice on more than a small percentage of the companies available for investments? The answer is no. Can you now understand why mutual funds have entire teams of analysts and portfolio managers? The Value Line Index also contains market commentaries and sample portfolios, and I like to read them. Some of them you can get for free on their website. Others you have to sign up for. And as soon as you go to their website, they're like Morningstar. They're going to try to sign you up. But what do they say about the current market conditions? I really enjoyed reading their stuff. Well, I guess I shouldn't say I really enjoyed it. It was an intriguing experience reading what was going on in late 2008, where Value Line, they were hit. They were blindsided by how deep the downturn was. They kept saying things like, well, things don't look that great, but we think it's under control. Things are looking worse, but, we don't think it's going to be. Things are really looking bad. By that time, it's too late. So, I hope you enjoy this. Please share any feedback with me. And if you want to meet on the Sunday afternoon in the Point Loma Library, that's where I normally go, where they have the Value Line, and we can run some calculations, contact me. I'll be happy to meet you there, or another library that has it. Chula Vista Main Library, they used to have it, San Diego Main Library, and then all the other branch libraries that have it. Have fun!